This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. We're endeavoring to connect with community reporter Shiny Saravanamuthu in Montreal, and we have indeed connected with Shiny. This is excellent. Time for the community report, and as mentioned, Shiny joins us from Montreal. Hey, good morning, Shiny. Great to chat with you once again.
Good morning. I'm sorry I can't see you right now, but hi.
That's okay. I can barely see you either. So we're on common ground there. Hey, Shiny, you wanted to share an experience with the returning to in-person work. We know that things have started to loosen up a little bit around the country. So how's it going for you heading back to the office after months and months and months of staying at home?
Honestly, I felt so anxious before just because it was a commute that I haven't done in so long, and now it gets dark when you wake up and when you leave the office. I was a little nervous, but it went okay. I got up at 4:30, which I haven't done in forever, but it was good. It was nice to go back as you slowly started navigating. You remembered like how you got to places again, like the route became more like in my memory. But I would definitely say I barely got any work done that day.
Why was it? Was it because like you kept making small talk with people, little extra water cooler chats?
So it's funny because like I'm in a whole different new department since like COVID. So I thought, okay, like no one in my department like knows me, and like no one to my old department knows where I sit. So no one will know me, and I'll be able to get work done. But people end up seeing me while I would go to the bathroom, but I'm wearing a mask and my hair is shorter, and I thought people wouldn't notice, but no, people notice. And so people either come to your desk, and you know, it just ended up being maybe I worked a total 2 hours in my 8-hour day.
Well, I hope my boss Andy Frank isn't listening, because I had a very similar experience yesterday around the office. AMI has started to allow a few more people to come for the in-office experience, and I'd say I probably got caught in about 5 to 10 sort of in-person conversations with people that I haven't seen in about 18 months. And it's lovely, but it's very much distracting.
Yes, very, very much distracting, but it's nice. It's probably the most socializing I've done in like the last 20 months.
So we take our victories where we can find them. Hey, Shiny, let's jump over to an event that you attended last month for World Sight Day. There was an event on glaucoma awareness being held at the Au Noir restaurant in Montreal. Can you give us some of the insights and conversations that were had at this glaucoma awareness event?
Yeah, so it was really cool. I got reached out by the PR company who's running the event, and they have reached out to me like a day and a half before. So I had told them, like, you know, I am visually impaired. Like, I you know, have to arrange a ride and figure it out in the middle of the day. They were very nice. They sent me a driver knowing I was visually impaired, and they were amazing. So I got to the venue. So it was at a restaurant called Au Noir. It is a restaurant that is, like, very, like, experience-based. And it was an event for media. So everyone else that was there was pretty much sighted. They wanted the event to happen so people could understand what it is feels like to lose your vision and have to navigate, and like how you have to learn to navigate. So they had all these people from the media at this event for their launch of their glaucoma app. And so how the experience worked is that you walk in, you tell the restaurant what you want to eat. So there's three courses, appetizer, main, and your dessert. You tell them if you want seafood, meat, or vegan, and you can change it up within each course. And then you wait in the lobby in the bar area, and the waiter comes to get you. And what I love about this restaurant is that all the waiters are either visually impaired or legally blind, and they work with the Quebec government to make sure they're employing those are a part of the visually impaired community. And so the waiter comes to get you, and he comes to get your group. So you can be like five people, and like each person puts their hand on top of the shoulder of the person in front of them, and they guide you into the restaurant. They stop you in front of your seat. They guide you to your seat. Once everyone is seated, they tell you where all the utensils are on the table. And as they're serving, they tap your shoulder and they bring their food to you. It was actually really interesting because I was, maybe there's two other people there that were visually impaired, legally blind, me being one of them. So normally when I go to places like low dim restaurants, I get very anxious. I'm scared that I'm not making eye contact or like I'm, you know, not paying attention because I don't see. But in this case, no one can see. Mm-hmm. So it was very interesting because I kind of had the upper hand because I'm used to this. I'm used to feeling the table, used to like, you know, feeling for the bread and like, you know, stuff like that. So everyone else around me was kind of like new to it. And they were like, oh, I don't know what I'm eating. I don't know what I'm touching. Am I touching your fork? Like, it was interesting because those are the thoughts that go through my head at a regular dinner table.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Right? Yeah, for sure. Well, so, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so I would say it was a very interesting experience, and it was nice to see other people who are sighted to go through it and appreciate the adaptation that we have to go through when we go to other events or new places. So it was a great idea of an event to launch something like that, and for the people at the event to experience what we experience. Now, at some degree.
Yeah. Now, Au Noir is actually a pretty trendy restaurant. So I remember when I lived in Montreal that sometimes people would do that for kind of a big night out. How was the actual food? Yeah. How was the grub?
Honestly, the food was amazing. So I ended up having like a shrimp ceviche and salmon, and the dessert was like a creme brulee, but with like a hint of raspberry, which was amazing. Honestly, for the price point and the experience, I think hands down, I would recommend it to everyone. I've been talking about it for the last month, so.
Oh, well, there you go. And now you got to culminate in talking to us here. Hey, Shani, I've got to hold you to a pretty quick answer on this one, but I'm going to be talking about this a little bit later in the show in the accessibility story roundup, where essentially what you experienced for these individuals, especially the individuals you were with, amounts to a disability simulation, right? It says, hey, try and experience and live my life experience. What do you think about that idea as a general concept? Do you think it's a good thing? You think it's harmful, or you think it might land somewhere in the middle in terms of sort of saying, here, experience what it's like to have a disability?
I think at some point it's nice because I think people don't realize what we don't see. I think it's hard for them to grasp like how we feel. It's not even like about what we're seeing, but there's a lot of emotional stuff. Like before going to a new event or a new venue, we're very anxious, you know, and I think for them to feel that, to understand what we actually feel, not just what we don't see. So I think it's always nice to at least walk in someone else's shoes, even if it's not 100% exactly what we're feeling. It's a great start to raise awareness.
Absolutely. I think that's really well put. Yeah. Shani, thank you for kind of going off the board with me there on that one. All right, let's let's wrap up with something a little bit more fun, as it is indeed American Thanksgiving, which means that Black Friday is tomorrow, which means that holiday shopping is upon us. So, Shani, before we get into the Montreal Christmas Market and the Montreal Christmas Village in the Atwater Market, I'm curious, are you ready for the holiday shopping season?
Honestly, I'm a little behind this year, but I have bookmarked some links and I put stuff in my carts hoping they kind of go down tomorrow with all these sales and these coupon codes are coming out. I don't know if I'll be doing any in-person shopping tomorrow, but definitely everything will be online for tomorrow and Cyber Monday.
And just give us a quick preview of what folks might expect from one of the most beautiful Christmas markets in the whole city, the Christmas Village at Atwater Market.
So I'm super excited that this is back because last year with COVID, everything was put to a stop. So this one is actually, today is their opening day. It's free to enter and I'm actually going to be going to check it out on Saturday. So I'm super excited. So just for this Thursday, they're actually open today from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And regular hours are Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday's 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. On the weekend, Saturday is from 11 to 7, and Sunday's 11 to 5. And it's great because they have so many local businesses there. You can shop local gifts. You can have like taste local food and just like channel up your holiday spirit. And it's just, I think it's just like the vibe of the area, right? Like everyone around you wants to experience that holiday spirit. Everyone's in good spirits. There's lights, there's decor. Sometimes Santa shows up. So it's like, it's a great event for all ages, I find. I don't think you're ever too young for the holiday spirit. So
yeah.
I'm ever too old. Sorry.
Young, old, it's ageless, the holiday spirit.
Thing.
Yeah. I've always liked the Atwater Market because one of the convenient location, right? It's right next to Lionel Gru Metro, which means that it was always super, super easy to get to on the Orange Line or the Green Line. But Shiny, let's be real. We know the real market in Montreal is the Jean Talon Market. That's where the real locals go.
I know. And that actually opens on Saturday as well. So Atwater Market opens today, and then Saturday is Jean Talon Market. I have it all in my calendar, ready to tackle them all this year.
Shiny, we've just got about a minute left here, but you mentioned maybe that little list that you've got there of some of the gifts you're thinking about or stores you're thinking about. Give us maybe just like that little sneak peek, that little look inside your shopping list of sort of the one thing that you're looking at, maybe even as a gift for yourself tomorrow or over the weekend with some of the deals.
It's funny because it is a gift for myself and my birthday gift to myself. I'm planning to buy myself an Apple Mac laptop, and right now at Apple, if you buy certain Apple products, you do get a gift card. So for the Mac, if I buy a Mac, I get a $140 gift card.
Right on. Well, Shiny, it sounds like you've already made your decision, but in the next hour, but you should stay tuned to the next hour of the show because our colleague Stephen Scott from Double Tap Canada just bought one of those laptops and he's going to give his full review and impressions on it in case you're looking for one more reason to hit buy on the checkout page.
Yes, I'll definitely be listening to that today.
Right on. Hey, Shiny, always fun catching up. Thanks for joining us. And we're going to talk to you in your lifestyle column between now and the holidays. So I'm not going to wish you a happy holidays just yet.
Okay, perfect. Take care, guys.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.